Shalachas, Shalachas. Amazing. Ashlam Shulamesa, Bimjas Shulamesa, Shasha Shulamesa, Ramedechai, Mashil, we call you Mashil, but he claims to be Mashil. He claims that it was a Shulam, he's a Bari, and the other guy. He's suffering, he's not sure what happened. So then he's chayiv. Either because Baruch Hashem Baruch Adif, or it's talking about a case of basic shvur. There's a mighty mitzvahs. It's Rashi, Mashlam Shulam Esa, Ashalachas, Sachrachas Koi. Yem Shes Shulmeisa, Kaya Shela Yem Sacha Macher. Shashes Shulmeisa, Kaya Shala Chatziyayim, Sach Chatziyayim. That's the first case in Mishnah. The Mashil is a Vadai. Shayil is a Safik. The Secher is a Safik. So we say, he's Chay. What about the opposite case? The Seich is a Vadei, and the Mashal is Safik. Seich Raim is Schur Meis. Again, we call him a Seich because he claims to be a Seich. Schur Meis, of Yem Shes, of Schur Meis, of Shasha, of Schur Meis, of Aloy Meredei, of Potter. As if a carrot, he's the Bari. Now, what about that second case? Where the Teve is a Safik. The Teve is a Safik. Zayim Meshulah, Zayim Meshura, Yujba Asaych Shashura Meisa, Zayimede Yech Laiko. See if they're both Bari. The Mashal says it was Shula, and the Saycha says it was Shura. Obviously, depending on all the different cases. So then the Sarka has to swear. It's Rashi. Chai v'shalom, the bar v'shem bar yadav. It's Rashi. It's interesting why Rashi is taking sides over here. Read the Gemara brings a machlokes because all the other teretz. Unless that's the like Shitas Rashi always explains the Mishnah kafi the havamin kafi the pashlis. Yishba asaycher. What's the nature of the shvur? And since they're both a bari, then it's yachlaikum. So those are the four cases in the Mishnah. What?
Since
both shema. Sorry. Shal chatziyayim, sach chatziyayim. Lois Absukhtan. Lois Boy Shal Chatziyayim, the Sacha Chatziyayim. The Safa Gomer, who? The Iklamiti, Kimin Shakol, Shakab Yayim Echad, the Choshadrar de Maina. Lachik Tani Sefer, Zamanadev, Yachlaiku. Hey, the Gemara, Sefer the Mishnah. Called like Sumchus. My mom met with Safik is Chalkin. No one knows what happened if it's Chalkin. But not if, but Sumchus. Sumchus. But Simchas Nafman is Jarda Maina. Taisan Abay says, what does Jarda Maina mean? The Bli Tanaseyim, I'm not sure that's going to work over here, but the Bli Tanaseyim is Safik Lebezdin. In the case of Machal Par Bachamar, so over there, naturally there's a suffix. You don't know when the baby was born, before or after the sale. So when there's a suffix blit hanaseim, meaning there's an obvious suffix, then that's when Sukkah says yechalikum. It's only based on the tainus, then we don't say achlag in this place. Okay? You draw the minor. So. Is it svar and draw the mina? That if it's by a case of chatzi yoyim, and chatzi yoyim, the Torah says there's more of a svar in the sefer when each of them, when both of them don't know shnei men and yoydim, that should be a chleiku because it's draw the mina. The Torah says the iklimiti shalke be a mechad chosh draw the mina. So not sure what he means with that. Is Niklamiti, what's that Svara of Niklamiti? The Svara of Niklamiti is that since it's one cow, half the day is Sachar, half the day is Shol, the guy's using the cow all day anyway because either it's Shol or it's Sachar, so the guy doesn't necessarily know when exactly he doesn't always pay attention, is it Bishan Asher or Bishan Asher, he's just using the cow. So Tai says, B'chash Drar Damayna because of that. Why is that Svara Drar Damayna? It's a svara, maybe, you know, that there won't be a tain against them, kilu, that you claim you don't know, maybe you really did know, right? Maybe they don't believe you. So he says, no, that svara, no, that naturally you won't necessarily know. What does that do to drive the mind? If a chash drive the mind, well, how can I say, but if Taisa says drive the mind, is a blit on the same yourself, then so why is that? Why is this in the Kud of Taisus of Iklamiti? Of Iklamiti make it more of a drar d'mayna. Probably Taisus' definition of drar d'mayna on that phase. Which is a different definition. See, I can hear this as a svar ba'alma, but why is it svar drar d'mayna? I can hear the svar, it looks bad, yeah. If not for the fact that naturally you can make a mistake. Okay, how come you don't know? You should know. In other words, by there's less of it, right? By two cows, there's more of a tain than you. You should have known. So we say no, filochi. But why is this svar drar d'mayna? Hakapanim, afilu sheila hayayim, mesachel machar, isla lamem yechleiku. When parachas, the sveka rabbi, el afilu b'shtei paras yechleiku. So, I would say all the svaras taste is going along his tain of that what, that maybe iglamiti, right? Again, without what Taisa saying drive the mina, right? The Taisa seems saying a svar that is there tying in the guy? Do we accept that you're a suffix? Or we say no, bad some you know, and it looks fishy. So then there's more of a svar. It's more pashut by chetzi chetzi. It's a bigger chiddush even when it's two different days. They should have known. Even then we say okay, say we still believe you. And Kolshkin with two different paras that you should have known. Okay, the chiddush is still we believe you. But that's the whole halacha of Taisus. But what's the drar d'mayna? What? So it's not the halacha of Taisa. Taisa is Dvar D'Mayna. Okay, so how does that fit in the Taisa? There's never Dvar D'Mayna. Fine. I'm saying, but Taisa does the Iklamiti. Right? Taisa does throw in the Svar the Iklamiti also. I'm saying, it's not the Svar Iklamiti. I understand what the progression of this mission is. Why each one's a bigger Chiddush, because there's a bigger time than you that you should have known. There's a bigger time you should have known when it's two different days, and a bigger time you should have known when it's two different camps. Well, where's Jared Meyer come in? I have no idea. And Sam even talks about this Taisa. He gets busy with the next Taishas. Okay. Yom Shez Shulam Eisa, V'loi Medei Chai, the Reisha says, the Mashal claims that it was a Shula, Sarikha doesn't know, sees Chai. Mar Mukila of Nachman, hold a lab bar yadif, but she is ask Shua Benayim, the Mela, the Mela Yer Megal. Kosh Lari, I might start look me achi, the blav achi alay mechoy Shua, are they Google? No malay, maskir ishtabali miyos, the gedarka meisa, are they Google, tzarech lishav the schur meisa, ven yoch lishav, don't come any day, I'm dashin yoch lishav, mishalem. Fakta Yisvah is, why do we have to come and make it a Kimpton? Why do they get a Kimpton? Say that someone, there's an extra things going on over here, that there's might that makes us. Why make Shema Kimpton for? We have a built-in Shavuot over here, because the Chayra, he has to swear that, even though he has to at least swear that it was made to Gedarka, in order to be Potter as a Seicher, he says maybe it was Socher Mesa. You should at least have to swear that it was Mesa Gedarka Taka, and not Pepshi, otherwise even if it's Socher B'chayev, even if Gnev Aveda. So therefore, once he's swearing that it was Mesa Gedarka, now we'll be Megalg on him, the Shvua, which cow it was, or what time of day it was, or what day it was. And Mesa, since he doesn't know, so we have a classic, M'tech Sheni Yachal Shav Mishalim. M'tech Sheni Yachal Shav Mishalim. So therefore, Nach doesn't have to make it in Kimta. Rav Nachman holds the Bari V'Shem La Bari Adif. So that's the tiny Bari against the Shem is not what's Mechayiv him. But still, Yishbel to say M'tech. Taisa says, I'll prove to you that we say M'tech in this Sugya. Dachin Am Farash B'Gemara. Maslis Tiktani Zayim Shula. Zayim Eschura. Yishbash Eschura Meisa. Shinish by the Gilgal. I want to show you. We see you do say Gilgal over here, because why in the third case does he have to swear? The Gemara said, "L'chayr is zarem shul, zarem schuler." Why do you have to swear? There's no mechayev shul over here. The Gemara says, "By the Gilgal, namle shtabli eza miyas the gedarka meisa u'migli shtabli gedarka meisa mishtabli nem schuler meisa." The Gemara is beferish. Then our Mishnah, we use Gilgal. We can be Megalgal. Ayidei the Shavuos Hashayimim. Ayidei the Shavuos Hashayimim. That what happened? There was Meizik Adagru. We can be Megalgal. Which one it was? So Meila, who I did in the Reisha. Why don't we say Gilgal? Meila, we're going to say Gilgal. And here in the Reisha, the Nitva doesn't know. The Seicha doesn't know. So Meila, Tershen Yechashav Mishalim. As they fractasis. That's his first kash. First kash of Nachman. Why does Nachman have to introduce another shvu over here? Typically, we have the built-in shvu, the shvu is a Mishnah, the shvu is a Shaymin. And that will say Gilgal. And that will say Metaych. Chay Metziyasa. Hasaychirai Meschura. Valoi Meridea. The second case in the Mishnah. Amai Potter, Lei Malei, Shtabli, the Gedarka Mesa. Why is the Saycha Potter? Let the mashal say, let him be mashbim that was meisik adarka. Again, the shvuos hashayimim. Even though he claims it was vada ischura meisa, but at least he has to swear it was meisik adarka. And then vayta de gilgal itzur l'shava the ischura meisa. The Mishnah says potter, that implies he's potter lagamri. He's potter and he doesn't have to swear. I never forget. This is the second case, the third case, where it was the Mishnah told us he has to swear. Zaymer Zaymer v'zaymer. Yishbat. It's mashma. In the first case. It's mashma in the second case. There is no shvuah. In fact, I said, why not? Why isn't there a shvuah mitam Gilgal? That's a dig. The Geisa makes a dig to prove that, that there's no shvuah. Yeah. So Tais Kasha, the second Kasha Tais is again. Over here, Tais doesn't have a Kasha of Mitaich, obviously. Right? Over here, the only Kasha is inside the Shvur. So the first Kasha is that we should say Mitaich with the Gilgal. Second Kasha is that at least the Gilgal should be Mechayev the Shvur. And the Mishnah applies that the Seicher, since he's the Bari, and the Mashal is the Shema, he's Pater. Why at least he should have to swear Mitam Gilgal Shvua of the Shvua Sashaimir. Zoktaisvis. Afapi Shamaskatayin Safik. I maybe want to say there's no Gilgal Shvua over here. Because the Mashal, meaning the second case. This went on to the second kasha. In the second case, the mashal is a suffix. So maybe it's no good with shvuah. The mashal is a suffix. Look there. Yochul hashbi asaycha de gilgul min atayr. I mean, mesaita. The brayse per kam lekdusha. The makar of gilgul shvuah is by saita. And over there, they're megalgal amay mishzel mishacher. They make her swear that she wasn't mizana with this guy with someone else. Arusa, Shmeres Yav, Arusa, Nesua. We throw the book at her. Why? Din Gilgal. Even though the Baal has no clue, the Baal doesn't know anything, and still we say this Gilgal. So we see the concept of Gilgal does not require a tainis bari. Vaseif and Nami, Sameila. Again, so that's Taisa's second kasha. That the case when the seicher is vaday, is bari. And the Mashal Hashema, when the mission implies the Patel Gamri, Serkas Patel Gamri, you should have to at least swear Mikayach Gilgal. Even though the Mashal is a Safik, Mary Gilgal is even when it's a Safik. That's the second Kasha. What's the third Kasha? Vizayimanideya, Amayach Loiku. Name of Teshin Yachoshava, Agde Gilgal Mashalim. So the third kash is also Mikayah is also asking me like the first question that we're using mitaych that by zayim and zayin day we say achlaiku mitam safik mechayra he should have to swear which one it was when it was again since he doesn't know in the fourth case of the Mishnah like in the first case of the Mishnah. It should be. So those are Taisa's three questions. The first, second, and fourth case of the Mishnah. Benilri, Dei Megalgon Elo, Kishen Nitva Tayin Vadai. Dumi Desaita. So in the first case, and the fourth case, where Taisa's question was, we say Shua's Gilgal with Mitaich, that was the thrust of the question. So in those two cases, obviously, the Nitva is a Shema. Otherwise, we'll be saying Mitaich. And Meir Taisa says, no, there's no Din Gilgal. There's no Din Gilgal by Shema. It's Gilgal when the Teve is a Shema, but not when the Nitva is a Shema. Like by case of Saita, again, it's all learned out from Saita. Just like by Saita, we saw that the Teveh could be a Shema. The flip side of that is that the Nitva can't be a Shema. Because she's not a Shema. She's claiming that she was a Mezana. Shetan is Vadek. Abereshiva Seifa, Shenitva Tayin Shema, Eme Galgalin, Layavadum de Saita. So if we need that the Nitva should be a Bari, then, in order to say Gilgal, and hence in order to say Metaich, that would answer the first and third kasha, the kasha from the Reisha, and the Sefer to Sefer. Ach kasha Metziasa. But the second kasha of Taisus was not answered with this. The second kasha of Taisus was in a case when the Seicher is a Bari. And Mishnah said, Mishnah implies that he doesn't have to swear. So we have a kasha, why does he have to swear? Midin Gilgal. So that question is not answered but by bringing in from Saita that the Nitva has to be a Vaday. That only answers the first and the third question from the Reshim, the Sefer, the Sefer, but not from the Sefer, the Reshim, or what Hashem is calling him a Tziyasa, the case where the Seicher is a Bari. Because there is no reason not to make him swear, Medin Gilgal. Vaymeri, the Mayri Gishim Aminoi, Hamashil, Bimasha Aime, Shegadar Kameisa, Vayna Maskikal Ishav Al Kach. Teretz is, and maybe there's no Gilgal because he believes him. He believes him on the Shavua. He believes him on the Shavua Zashaymer. It was Gadar Kameisa. Vayna Maskikal Ishav Al Kach. So that's why there's no Shavua. Vayna Tema. The loy have a dummy the Sefer. The Zayim Meshul, the Zayim Meshura, the Marek Shein, Maminoi. I mean, the Sefer, the Taisus is proof in the Gemara. Then in Mishnah, we are saying Gilgal. Right? Means the Sefer, Betzem, the Mashal could make the Sefer swear that it was Mesa Kedarka. And with that, he makes him swear which one it was. And that's why, the din is, he has to swear. If we're saying, if that's the guy, the mission is that's Maminoi. And that's why he doesn't have to swear in the other cases. Why in that case does he have to swear? So Taisvis. They have them to say for the Zayim Meshul, the Zayim Meshul, the Ma'irik Shein, the Ma'minoi. The Ruch the Milsu, the Besef, the Mashal Roya. Shasai, the Meshaker, Ein Rogla Ma'minoi. So in the Seifa, where he knows the Seich is lying, because he knows that it's Shulamesa. He claims Vadai Baru to Shulamesa, means he knows it's Shulamesa. And he knows that the guy is lying. If he knows the guy is lying, so obviously, so the guy is lying. Why should he believe him anymore about that was Mesa Kedarka? He has no clue. The mashal has no clue. So therefore, he has no reason not to trust the seicher. And therefore, if he trusts him, Mel is no mechayev of a shvur of meisa kedarka. So Mel, there's no gilgal either. There's no gilgal on what happened. Which one died? So that's the Taisa's answers all the kashas. Minami kula mayrig shemashal ideh shemesa kadarka. Another teretz that you know, the first mouth of Taisa's that there shouldn't be a shvua. There was Meis Kedarka, is it that the Mashal believes in Shoyim? Except for the last case. Another possibility is when he himself knows. Shemashal Yidesh Meis Kedarka. Could be the Mishnah talking about it, maybe it came to the Mishnah talking about what the Mashal knows. If the Mashal knows, then there's no Shvur. The Mashal knows, there's no Shvur. There's no Shvur of Meis Kedarka, and there's no Gilgal, and everything that comes with that. But if he knows, if he's telling me the whole Mishnah, he knows what happened. So if it's Mamino, you can become a chalvik between the first three cases and the last case. But if it's that he knows, then there's no reason to say that punk in the last case, he doesn't know. And he also knows, he said, is what's the difference? So if he knows, there's no shuas hashayim, there's no gilgal. We're safe as, oh, Isa Atzma Kaloyadeya. He's making believe he doesn't know. Why? If he's right, let's be out of Gilgal. She's chur meisa. Kadei she yerei the behemes. She yidei about it. Shul meisa. The sefer again. He knows the guy's lying. He knows the guy's lying. Therefore, he's going to do everything he can to make the guy admit. Right. So even though he knows really that was meisa kedarka, he won't offer that information. And he'll tell the guy, you have to swear that it was meisa kedarka. Once the guy has to swear that it was meisa kedarka, he's going to have to swear that he's going to give a galgal on him, the shvua, which one it was. And then the guy will be meida. He's not going to want to swear falsely. So meila, av mitzias, ain't a right to lashbil, galgal, vakre, shumasupit. Yachalir, shua, oimer emes. But in the mitziasa, why doesn't he? Why in the mitziasa? Doesn't he? Why there is he admitting that with meisa kedarka they shouldn't have to swear? Because there he has no reason really to think that the guy's lying. He doesn't know. He has no idea. So therefore, he's not gonna try to force his hand. He should be meida. He doesn't know the guy's lying. Only the safe. We know he's lying. There, he's gonna do whatever he can to make him admit. And chayra. Even though he's being mashbihim shleik adin. The question came up, Bukhari is being mashbihim shleik adin. Right? If he knows, Akiva reminded us about the Taisus in the Mafkid, Lamehei, that if the Masker was there, if the Mafkid was there, he can't make him swear. If he knows what happened, he can't make him swear. Right? So how's he making the guy swear? It's shleik otu b'shiyas kinan. Right? It's shleik adin. So it could be, it's not balabatish, it could be that in Echanami, if push came to shove, he wouldn't make the guy swear. Elamai, it's all a ploy. He makes believe he doesn't know. And therefore the guy thinks he's going to have to swear. Once he thinks he's going to have to swear, he'll admit, because he doesn't want to swear falsely. Jews don't like swearing falsely. So Meila, and that's the Lush Taisus. He wants to get him to Maida. So Meila, all he wants to do is get him to Maida, so it could be just a shtick to get him to Maida, Ben Echanami. If push came to shove, when the guy's about to swear, he'll say, no, I really know what happened. I'm not going to make the guy swear. It's just preempt that to make the guy get nervous about the shvua, and therefore he's going to be might.
I understand how that we said in the Mishnah, the guy, he does go to shvua at the end of the day. In the third case. And so, Cornero is saying now he's never going to end up swearing.
What do you mean?
This was to answer the reason why he's making him swear in the third case, saying that he really knows what's going on, but he's telling him that he doesn't know. In order to do a Gilgul Shua. At the end of the day, we say that. In the third case, there is a
Gilgul Shua. Mishnah says he swears, you mean? Mishnah says he swears. Yishbar Sarcha. Okay, that's going to be the din. The din is he has to swear. But according to the Saras Tais, you have to say, it's not going to come with mice. That is going to be the din. In this situation of him claiming that he doesn't know what happened, the din is that he has to swear. Yes. Right? The goal is, not that he should have to swear. The goal is that he won't want to swear, and then he'll be mighty. You're right. That's what you have to say, Lachar.
How do we know that he's not allowed to let the guy swear if he's not allowed to swear? If he was there, he knows.
What do you mean? He knows that there's no shul. I don't understand. That's what your chavrusa brought down the Taisus like that. No. What? Oh, the other akiva. Okay, the other akiva. Sorry. It's no time in Yoni, there's no other things to say. Fine. The other key.
We won't make him swear if we know.
And Maska Atzma Yisham. And it starts to have lost his plum. I mean, I believe that. I understand. If he knows, and Batsman, there's no key of Shua, so how can he even make the guy swear?
Maybe he's not Machayev to tell us.
Leave the bam is the guy that's not mechuyev to swear.
The guy wouldn't be mechuyev.
He's not mechuyev to swear. He comes bezin and says, "You have to swear what happened." Right? He has to be mitaveh shvur, right?
Okay.
No, but yeah, could be still right though. Could be we're saying still is not mufrach. You know, so he that's when the guy's not mechuyev to swear, but he comes and says he's coming and saying he should swear. So saying what's wrong with making guys swear? Was not mechuyev to swear? Huh? You're not being heard from the Iver? Maybe he is, the guy's gonna swear falsely.
Huh?
That's
in any case, whether or not you know.
Chika?
Regarding
the
Shvua Shaker.
That's any Shvua.
It doesn't.
Whether
or not you know about
it. No. It's normally, let's say, I know you're a liar, right? But I'm making a mistake. How can I be to you? You're made the mixes. How can I be to you? If I know you're going to swear, how can I be to you? How are you going to swear falsely? Right? So there is a smart to say that. That's the Netar. The Netar is I'm right to be tevei, make you swear. If you're gonna swear falsely, that's your problem. I'm not called that I'm machshel you. I'm right to be tevei. The Torah says I'm right to be tevei shvua. The Torah says a parasha shvua. But over here you don't have a right to be tevei. Over here you have no right to be tevei to shvua because I'm chuyit to swear. So now it could be a problem with neiver. Maybe. Because maybe he'll swear falsely.
Or could be it's not really. He is not right to swear. He would have a Torah if you.
No, it's not a patur. I mean, if Aliba the Emes, you know, you can't be Tevei Shvua. Aliba the Emes, unless the Mafkid is Tevei the Shvua, the Bezin doesn't make him swear if he's not Tevei Shvua. Stoma. Okay.
No, I don't think
we're worried
about it because. Don't they, like, they did the whole scary process basically to do a Shua, so, like, he's not, like, going to do less of a process by Torah for a Shua versus this Shua.
So?
So we're not being worried. We're warning this guy before he swears falsely.
Still might swear falsely.
You're telling the guy you did warn him before and how bad it is if he swears falsely as
usher,
so it's not looking
even
to warn him.
Sefka said you were guiding him to swear falsely.
You warned him that it was usher, so how's that looking even? He's not even if you warned him.
So is no even when it's mazed?
I'm
asking you a question. Listen to what I say before you jump. If you tell me you're nosy, say pass the wine. Amazing. Is it a neiver? Ram says yeah. Now I, why is he neiver? Ram says because the Einei Sichloi was blinded by the Yetzahar, Ram says. That's why he's called a neiver, Ram says. Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay. So that's Taisa's Mahalach over here. Oh, let's just finish up the Mimtaima. Ve'echim Megalgan Shvu'u Lo'ilam. I feel like Shnitzva Tayin Vadai. Yenem Migudi Bayom or any day. So Taisa says, the Nitva has to be a Vadai. The Nitva has to be a Vadai. In order that there should be a Gilgul Shvu'u. So Taisa is, then you just destroy the whole concept of Gilgul Shvu'u. He has a Migul. Since if he says he doesn't know, he doesn't swear, so if he says he does know, he should have a migul. I guess Taisa holds migul after a mishvar amina. Mishlam ends a migul, then a maisa answer my baratzim a supik. He has near shetevei ayim or emes, shetayin a bari, mutayin any adeya. So it's not a good migul, it's a lousy migul. Why? Why is a lousy migul? Because he wouldn't want to say he doesn't know. He prefers to say that he does know, and therefore it's not a migul, and therefore it's a shai gilgul shvur. What else does he say? That why doesn't he want to say? Why does he want to say he doesn't know? Ki oz nira shetevei aimer emes shetoyne bari v'utoyin any day. Why is it that it's not a comfortable time to say any day? Because the tevei is tiny bari. Tevei is tiny bari. And he's saying no. It looks bad, right? Oh, so, Frank Daniel, one second, Taisa before told us that Gilgul Shvu'u is even when the Tevei is a Shema. So, in that case, Gilgul Shvu'u is even when the Tevei is a Shema. So, in the case of Shema, the Chayra, he has a Migul. In the case when the Tevei is a Shema, yeah, so then there should be Gilgul. Taisa proof from Sarita, he doesn't fall off of that. If proves from Sarita, when the Tevei is a Shema, we still is the parish of Gilgul Shvu'u. Yeah? And Taisa also proof from Sarita, and proof from Sarita, suggested from Sarita, that the nitva has to be a shema, has to be a bari. Yeah? So in that scenario, where the teveh is a shema, and the nitva is a bari, yeah? In that case, why doesn't the nitva have a migu? Could have said it was a shema. Ah, it looks bad. Teis doesn't say it looks bad, stam to be a shema. No, Teis could have said it looks bad to be a shema. Looks bad to be a shema. People would rather say a tiny bari than a tiny shema. Teis doesn't say that. Teis said it only looks bad in contrast to the tiny bari of the teveya. So in a case where the teveya is a shema, so then it doesn't look so bad for you to be a shema as well. If he doesn't know, I don't know, nobody knows. So in that case, now what? Why is there a shvuas gilgul? Why isn't the nitva neman? They could have said he was a shema. Yes, Akiva. He's a shema.
The man is a shema. So maybe that's why he can move God to other shema for her, because the first one's a shema. But if the first one's a bari, then we're all...
But Taisa says that she's
no, it's not her. It's not for his.
That
what? The Taisa.
The
says.
Synthesis about anchor.
Okay, what's up with this?
What's the first shema that we're begotten all other things on to? That itself is...
What have to do with this?
Shema, she's a bari.
What have to do with this? I'm right.
In this one... Those that think that they're going to say this should not be right to other issues.
But Taisa says he's sorry that. Okay, so when I get Taisa there, we'll see.
The strength to him is from the Havim. He doesn't come out, he doesn't have a maskama. So therefore, he's using the Havim, he has a question of Taisa.
Okay, I'm not sure. We'll talk about apples, right? Oyish Lima. Then Galgen Shatayin Tevea Taina Shema El Bedover the Daimak Tsas. Going to Taina Sarisan, Petroposin, Shavuos, Regina Honest Michel Chaderai, Chavem Shinamara Tayak the Mir Masam, going to Sight, the Shablaim Dovkin of Istra, Yashlok Shema Zimtra, Gam, Beres, Makachem Galgen, Masnis, and Elide Taina Zvadai. Taisris, this Taras of Taisris. This Eretz of Taisa says that the whole Hanacha that he made, that what? He proved from Saita that even the Teveh is of Hashemah, still we say that there's Shvuas, that there's Gilgul. That's only when, not Stam is Hashemah. It's Hashemah. But there's a Ruglayim Adavar, there's some reason to think that maybe there's a problem over here. Like the case of Saita, she was Kina Vinistara, or in the case of Shutvin, where we see Yimei Shema. Because there's a Ruglayim Adavar, the Shutvin, Amar Heter, he's stealing from me anyway, so I guess, you know, it's time, Shutvin, whatever, we're both working, I worked hard on that, whatever, the people can Amar Heter. So maybe it is a svar to say that maybe Taka something happened. Only there that we say, Hashem, Mashiach in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, no reason to think one way or another. There's no reason to think one way or another. So therefore, in our Mishnah, maybe, Fakir, there's no din, Gilgal, Shvua, Bechlal, on Hashem. At least in the case of Shema, we're not going to have a problem. Now, this Taisa's Mahalchim, how he answers the various approaches to answer the various questions. The Rosh over here, the Rosh just sums it up. He says that this last teretz of Taisvis of, in this case, Shem is not going to make a gilgul. Only answers the mitzvasa and the seifa. Doesn't answer the resha. The answer to the resha, you have to say what he said before, that the nitva has to be vada. That's what the Rosh sums it up. But in the middle, when he asked the original question, so he said, this is going back on his first question. Why do we say mitoich? Why did come on to Eisek Shvuah? Why do we say mitoich? He says, "Elish Elahechesh En Yochel Shav Eisek Shvuah Shnas Chayev Likush Tanasei." Can Cham Shidan Cham Shloidan and Chim Shoyder Mixes with Chayev Shvuah Kvira En Yochel Shav Kim Namad Come Any Day. Av Shvuah Ba Loi Al Day Gilgal Loi Likat Tanasei Loi Chmir Kulai Shnayim Ba En Yochel Shav Meshalei. Ba'afal gav, the Gilgul Shvuah deraisa. Even Gilgul Shvuah deraisa, there's no mitoich by Gilgul Shvuah, he says. There's no mitoich by Gilgul Shvuah. This is the Raivid in the Shita as well. In the Ritva, the Mugyesiv, bring down such a tzad. There's no mitoich by Gilgul. Ritva, So God in Mekayisiv proves not like that from Mishnah Leah and Avkuf. I'm going to Rol Chesh, but Mekayisiv rejects this possibility out of hand to say there's no Matak by Gilgal. But the Shainim do seem to be Nochis to such a tzad. We'll have to see how we're going to deal with the Mekayisiv Raya, but then we'll have to wait. I don't know if we'll get Davkov. Maybe we'll get Davkov. That's a shame. Akapanim, that's the Mechleg Yushayim over here. But then he said, Ramban, then he made the Ritva brings down from the Ramban, that he fine tunes this idea. It's Mechal between when it's a Tainis Bari, Tainis Shema. The Gilgul Shubah, but Tainis Bari, the Rav also said the Omer B'Mechushur, Avlai Shigilgul, Bah, but Tainis Shema. Kiyach. The Mechal between, if it's Bah, but Tainis Bari, or Bah, but Tainis Shema, whether or not we'll say Metayich on a Gilgul. Shaila, what's going on over here, Bechal? What's it sad to say? Bechal, what the Rosh says, that there's no Gilgul, there's no Metayich on a Gilgul. And even further, what's Shaykh, how is Shaykh Mechal between Tainis Bari and not Tainis Bari? Ritva himself says he doesn't understand. But Dinu, he doesn't understand Bechal. He said, Dinu, the Bari, the Mist, Hachash, and Nishba, El Nichol, Eitfe, the Mist, the Dinu, the Achlaiku. So in other words, according to this Ramban, yeah, that there's no metoich by Tainis Shema, but a shvuah there is. A shvuah there is. So therefore, in the seifa, even with Tainis Shema, there's a shvuah, there's no metoich, right? So that means there's a fizeh in the seifa. Each one doesn't know. So it is yachloik of batsim though the. That's, I mean, the Sarech has to make a Shavu also. He doesn't know. Right? There is going to be a Gilgul Shavu. It won't help us from the Taich. So then it's still going to be Achleik. When Taisa asks why is Achleik should be, she has to pay the whole thing. There's still no Metaich, but there will be a Shavu. If he's there. There will be a Shavu. That the Ritva says, "Meins a nochem bein rabenu, chimus a klav yedenu, b'chom chol yeshua, the rice sheni achlo shav mishalei, mechil gilgul shvua, afil b'shem b'deraisa." Rav Tumah Shmu the Rais, like all the Shmuel speak out. Laminan ben Mechuv Shmu. She also shows in the Betayin Hashem, or Kimoi Betayin Zbari She Shalom. Yois Haloi Leimer Kafishi the Rishayna. That Philip Gilgal Bab Betayin Zbari, and he should have said that there's no Bechal, there's no Metayich. When you stop being Mechal between Betayin Zbari and Betayin Hashem, that what Tavah says, he has no clue, he doesn't understand how we can make such a chiluk. So I'm here like this. Emerson, in the whole sugya of Metaych, the whole concept of Metaych, there's a few ways of understanding that. I'm going to talk about Shiva's Ruvain, Hanan, others. I don't think I'm saying exactly the way they're saying it. I'm just saying that, but the chiras are discussed differently. Fanim. Well, so what's the idea of mitay? Toshin achashav mishamay. Hooray, we know that if a guy doesn't want to swear, he has to pay, right? If a guy doesn't want to swear, he has to pay. Now, we know if a guy can swear, that's the mitay. Shail is mitay. A new din, or where we can swear that he has to pay, or that's like ain't a rights l'shal. Matosh yachas shav mishale. Yeah, is that the same as when the guy doesn't want to swear? Is it when the guy doesn't want to swear, he has to pay? So now if he can't swear, he has to pay, or no? So there's a new halacha. The guy doesn't want to swear, he has to pay. It's one thing. The guy can't swear that he has to pay. That's something else. Now, what would be the lamdas to say that? They say it's the same thing. Well, the lamdas say it's not the same thing. So it might be totally in. What is the pshat? What's the gather of the chiyuv shvuah? What is the gather of chiyuv shvuah? So in other words, what is the pshat? What is the yisoid that when you have a chiyuv shvuah, if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that be'etzem every chiyuv shvuah is really mechayiv mamon? Erechad, right? Be'etzem erechad mechayiv mamon. Elamai, the Torah gave you an out. The Torah gave you hanacha. That you want, you could swear to get out of it. But be'etzem is a chiyuv mamon. Erechad, might the mikzas be'etzem we saying. You owe the guy the money. Elamai Tara gave you a way out. That you want to, if you swear, then you could pat yourself. If you swear, you could pat yourself. But if you're not swearing, right? We're not swearing either because you don't want to swear, or because you can't swear. So then it goes back to the default. It goes back to the default. The batsim is a chiyuv mamon over here. Well, the mechayim of the shvur, batsim is mechayiv mamon, just as much as the shvur. The shvur is a way out, but batsim is a chiyuv mamon over here. Erechad says we're no shemana dals. Batsim owes the money. Elmai Torah says you have a way out of swearing. If you don't want to swear or you can't swear, you have to pay. That's the din mataych. And some are trying to say, so Rav Chanan brings down the taisis and babas, and thinks this mataych is a svar. Mitosh Yen Yachos Shavim Shalom is a svar. You don't need a pasuk for it. Right? According to this side, makes a lot of sense. Right? Because Batsam, every Mitaych is really any Raitza. Every any Yachos is really any Raitza. Every any Yachos is really any Raitza. Because Batsam, you have to pay. Elmai, you can get out of it by swearing. If you're not taking that option, or you can't take that option, you have to pay. Because that's the default. So maybe you don't need a pasuk for that. But Basha. Yeah. Other Rishonim, they do need a pasuk. So what would be the other tzad? The other tzad would be to say, that what? No. That Shvua, Erechad, Moed Miktsas, Shvua Tashayim Rim, that's what's the gather? the gather is it's a chiyuv shvua. You have a chiyuv shvua? You have a chiyuv shvua? The situation over here was a suffering. By the mitzvahs, we think maybe you're lying. Want to make you have a sure? And the chiyuv shvua to prove they're not lying. Shoyim, we don't know what happened. You have a shvua. You have to mevara al shvua. You have chiyuv mevara al shvua. That's your chiyuv. That's where your chiyuv starts and ends. Erecha, right? Narvas. Let's say the guy doesn't want to swear. If you don't want to swear, you have to pay. Why? Because if you pay, then you're patting yourself from swearing. It's best if you have a chiyuv shvua. Yeah? You have a chiyuv shvua. If you don't want to swear, you can't just say, I don't want to swear. You have a chiyuv shvua. Yeah? Well, Bez will force you to swear. Yeah? Elamai fakaret. Paying is the way out. Paying is the way out of not swearing. Yeah? I mean, if I pay, then it's not a geyer, right? You tell me I owe you money. That is, if I pay, then I don't have to swear. I'll pay. I don't want to swear, so I'll pay. So paying is the way out of not swearing. Yeah? But that's it. It starts with Chiyuv Shvua. The Yisoid, it starts and ends with Chiyuv Shvua. So now, what if a guy, in a situation where the guy can swear? Right? It's a bad sin. There's no reason why you should have to pay. I'm sorry. He has chiyuv shvua. I'm an Einus. I can't swear. What do I have to do? I don't know what happened. I'm an Einus. I just want a patre. I don't know what happens. How can I? You're right. I have chiyuv mevara de shvua. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened. So why? How can I swear? Because if I bet my patre, comes along the Torah and says no. It's a parasha of mitaych. Shua Hashem mentioned name, whatever the parashah metayich, and this psukim navigates us right now where you learn out from. But there's a limud that no, it says that if in a situation where you can't swear, then it's chal chiyamam. In a situation you can't swear, it's chal chiyamam. That's the din of metayich. So those are two ways of understanding. The din of metayich, pachot or yoter. This might be again to the rosh that we had in the mafkid, the rosh in the beginning of mesachta. Whether we say by the din of edim esayaya, right? The shalom shalom is just like an echaz mechayev v'shua. Question, can I erechot pater shvua? Can I erechot pater shvua? And when Nitzvah brings an erechot, like he's saying, can I erechot pater shvua? So over there, in the Rosh, we had to do Mishnayis by Shemesh Mazel Shaymer, by Sech Mishal Acher, whether or not Amos erechot pater shvua. And then the Rosh says, when it's a case of Metaych, yeah, when it's a case of Metayich, and now it's Chiyuv Mamon, then Erechad can't patter. Erechad can't patter. So I might have to do with this, right? If Batsam, there's no difference between Metayich and he doesn't want, because Batsam is always a Chiyuv Mamon and still Erechad patter, so then Metayich. Nothing new happened with Metayich to say that now it's Chiyuv Mamon Erecha Kempata. If Metayich is really any right, so then the fact that you can't, that shouldn't change the difference. Erecha. Okay, good. Cheshbon Reis afterwards. Linenu, by Gilgul Shvua, is a svar to say. That even if you want to say that Be'etzem by Chiyuv by Shvua there's a Chiyuv Mamon and that's the side of Metayich that you feel the first side that every Metayich is really any Reitza, yeah, so then one could possibly think maybe that by Gilgul Shvua There, we're not going to say Zechir Mama. There, we're not going to say Zechir Mama. Like Gil Shvur, there's certainly just the Chiv Shvur. One could possibly say. Why? Because by all Chiv Shvur, we say, Echad is it, my mixes, we have reason to think, yeah, the Rebbe owes the money. Right? So there we say, okay, if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. If you can't swear, right, you have to pay. Right? But by Gilgal, the whole thing is fake. Yeah? No, Gilgal's fake news. The whole thing is fake. There's no real reason. It's just punk. The guy chopped him by the neck. He has to make him swear something else. Okay, it's the parish of Gilgal. Yeah? The parish of Gilgal. Furthermore, you can say, since Gilgal's learned out from Saita, right? Over there is Zichna a Shah of Chiv Mamma. There is Zichna only a Shah of Chiv Shvor. Yeah? Yeah? So Meila, there's a svar to say, again, first just explain the Rosh. the first thing, the Ridva, the Rosh. Yeah? Forget about the Mugyez question for a minute. What would be the svar to say that by Gilgal we don't say Metaych? The svar would be, if we say the whole Metaych Batsim is every Metaych is really, every Eini Yachal is like Eini Raitzer. The Haini Batsim is Zechir Mammon, the default is Zechir Mammon. The shvur is a way to get out of Chiyah Mammon. And male, if there's no shvur, I don't care why, you have to pay. So it could be that's only by the shvur that rises. Meaning the shvur that the Torah talks about. But a Gilgal shvur, that could be only a Chiyah shvur. That's only a Chiyah shvur. So there's no din metaych. If metaych was that anytime you have a Chiyah shvur, if you can't make that shvur, that's the Torah's megal to me. There's a parish of metaych. That there's a chiyah mammon that's created aidei the fact that you can't swear, right? Then I don't care what the source of the shvur is, right? Whether it's Gilgal or any other shvur, there's no difference. All shvurs is a chiyah shvur. It comes along the parish of metaych and says that when there's a chiyah shvur. And you can't make that shvur. Okay, now it becomes the chiyah mammon. Now it turns to the chiyah mammon. So who cares if that shvur is Gilgal, the shvur is Erech, the shvur is Mekzis, the shvur is Shvur Shayim? Doesn't make a difference. But if you say the whole Yisrael of Metaych is, every Metaych is really Eini Raitzer, because the default is mammon, and if there is no shvur, and the shvur is a way to part you from the mammon, so then, perhaps we can machal between the classic shvuz of Meid Mitzah, Seir Echad, Shvuz Shagrim, and Gilgal. And if by Gilgal is not Matarich. That would explain the Shita of the Ravid, in the first edition of the Ravid, and the Rosh, the Ritva, that machal there's no Matarich by Gilgal. Along these lines, but now it's very more mechodishnik. Yeah? Maybe with this we can explain the Ramban as well. The Ramban, the Ravid, the Mador Basra. The Ravid ends up saying that no. That's even by Gilgal we do say Mitaych. But it depends whether it's a Tainis Bar or a Tainis Shem. So along these lines, we could perhaps be mechadish that if the time is bari, even by Gilgal, is a chiyah mammon. So again, now we'll go back, right? Now we'll go back and say that even by Gilgal, we're saying it's shayach matayt even by Gilgal, right? Shayach matayt even by Gilgal. But it depends. It depends if it's a Gilgal with time is bari, if it's Gilgal with time is sham. A Gilgal where Tain is Bari, so then perhaps you could say that since the Tain is Bari, so therefore can Zayn that the Chi of Gilgal, the Chi of Shvur, a Gilgal Shvur is the same as the rest of them. The Hainu that the default is the Chi of Mammon. Because the Tain is Bari over here. He said, how is there a chiyuv mamon over here? Sefer says, it's tainis bari with the gilgul. So maybe then we could say that perhaps that's it's like the other shvuas. That what? The chiyuv shvua is batsam with the chiyuv mamon. Mamela, just like when you don't want to swear, you have to pay. Right? Because the default is mammon. Because the shvua's a way to get out of it. So too, if you can't swear, you also have to pay. So maybe by Gilgal, same thing. Because by Gilgal, by Tainis Bari, there is a chiyuv mammon. So maybe it's like the rest of us. Maybe we say Matayach. But Shankin's up there in Ban. With Tainis Shema, Gilgal with Tainis Shema, there is difficult to say Metaych. Because there is difficult to say that it's created Chiyuv Mamon over here. Because that said, we have no reason, Bechlal, to say there's a Chiyuv here, right? Elamai, the Torah said, okay, there's a parish of Bilbo Shavuot. Okay, so if there's a Tainis Bari, okay, so maybe there's something, for some reason, to say there's a Chiyuv Mamon. When it's Tainis Shema, and Bechlal, then there's no, he says maybe. So mechtes and b'chal is shayach that you create a chiyuv mamon that a male would say metayich. Again, if the only reason why we say metayich is because any yachol is like any reitzah, because the default is mamon l'fi that side of chakira, so then zok jamban is the difference between gilgul with a tainis bari or gilgul tainis shema. Gilgul tainis bari is a chiyuv mamon. A male is shayach metayich. Gilgul Tanah Shema, there's no Chiyuv Mamon, and it's just not Chiyuv Shul Baal, male is no...